Curly in Kansai, a podcast about us two curly-headed, beautiful women, right? Yes. Living in the Kansai area of...
Japan.
Yes, and we are doing episode 26 now?
I don't know.
But you know what I realized the last episode? And just now, I didn't say my name.
Oh, Anna. Oh, I'm Elise.
And this is our episode now that we just started.
I mean, it's 26 in.
If you don't know us by now... Just look at other episodes. We will tell our names.
Yeah. We've talked about our whole life stories already.
You're just a little bit too close.
Yeah.
You know, on the internet.
Yeah. It's okay. The whole world's going to be like run over by like Google in a minute. So it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, you can all that pretty data. Much know what I like, my dislikes, and what I believe in.
I prefer it though, because now... Like, Instagram be showing me all this stuff that I want to buy. I'm like, dang, Insta, thank you.
Okay, you know me.
That's how I got my gimbal.
It's like, you know me.
That's how I found the lens rental shop. I was like, damn, Insta, how'd you know?
Was it all the searches and the listening? Yeah,
I search for a lot of lens and camera shit. But that's fine. Like, that helps me. So I don't mind. And so I don't put shit up that I don't want people to know.
I don't put too personal stuff on. But I think, like, when I'm searching for things, like, on Amazon and right. I, like, say, for later and I forget about it, like, a week or so, I get an email. It's like, do you still want to buy this thing?
Are you still
interested? Oh, yeah. I just didn't have money then.
Exactly.
You reminded me.
And sometimes they'll find you a better deal on another website.
Right, yo. This camera I'm using now, better deal.
Tell me why I bought this lamp, right, from this one science shop. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's real cute. It's like, it's a projected map of the stars. And, oh, it's really cute. I'm going to buy it. Proceeds go to charity. Like, 1 week later, Insta was like, oh, this app has it, too, for, like, less than half the price. I was like...
That's why, you know, procrastination does help, because sometimes I just don't do it right away. Because of that.
Man.
Because I get those things
later. You gotta shop around. Don't fall for it. The first one you see, guys. Shop around.
Yeah.
Always shop around.
Anyway, so let's recap last episode. A lot of you were chatty this time.
Oh,
I think
good.
It's because of the topic. It was very interesting.
Oh, that's true. A lot of people don't. I guess. I mean, maybe they do. I don't know.
Well,
I don't
you know, there's a lot of videos or just topics online, like foreigners talking about Japan, and they don't necessarily delve into those misconceptions. They just, you know, I think maybe they want a lot of views or traffic or whatever, so they just do the stereotypical, like, Japan is this, Japan is that.
That's true.
It's a beautiful place. And
I mean, it is.
Yeah, it's places. Beautiful, but, like, there's just, sometimes people want to know more than just the surface.
Right.
So
you want to know the truth.
Yeah, we had to let y'all know that those misconceptions are
lies. Well, they're just, you know.
Misconceptions.
Inaccurate.
They're inaccurate.
They're just.
Some
they're
of just them are lies.
They're just, you know.
Lies.
Surface info.
Yeah, they're very surface info. And I know I still get questions like when I go back home about Japan. And I'm like, there's black people in Japan? I'm like, what? You see, I'm in there. Like. And do you see my Insta feed, like...
Black people everywhere.
Most of my friends are black in Japan. So it's just like, yeah, we exist. We might not all be concentrated in one area, but we exist.
Yeah, I mean, there's some crazy misconceptions people in America have about Japan, too.
Yeah.
You eat sushi every day?
Yeah, no.
Sushi is...
It's once in a while thing,
yeah.
Really. They sell it all the time, every day.
You can make it yourself,
actually.
You just buy fish to cut up.
Oh, one thing. I didn't mention it. I was, like, kind of, like, going to say it in the last episode, but Japanese food, they say, is really healthy, right?
Right.
But, like, if you see regular people, especially in Osaka, which is famous for their fried food, you will know that they don't eat that healthy. Everyone doesn't eat that healthy.
It's like, if you go to a Japanese hotel where they prepare, like, traditional... Japanese, like, setted course menus, then that's very, like, you know, it's very healthy. It's a lot of it is, like, raw food. It's, like, they don't really fry that much. Mm-mm. But if you're talking about regular people, they fry everything.
They fry so much. And, like, the bentos that they sell, like, the deli area is a lot of fried
It's, like, fried
food.
Chicken, spaghetti, hamburgers.
Croquettes.
Yep.
And just fried. And it's
fried
really
rice.
Good.
Pork, lots of pork. Fatty pork, too. Ooh. Mm. I like it, but she doesn't like the pork.
No, I don't eat pork.
It's very cheap here, so.
Yeah, clearly. That's why it's in everything.
It's in everything.
Like, even the hamburger or the, what is it, Salisbury burgers.
The minchi?
Yeah.
The minchi.
Like, the patties or whatever. Like,
It's usually...
You need to see if it's, like, just beef, because they will have pork in it.
It'll be an amalgamation of all the meats.
All is disgusting.
It's okay. It's whatever flavor you put on it. It doesn't matter.
Nasty.
It goes in the same place. It all goes...
Bitch is nasty. Anyway.
I am not picky about my food.
I had to be, because I have a, you know, sensitive stomach. So I'm, like...
Not as sensitive as mine. I nearly died.
And you still eat shit. So let's move on. So
mad food.
So we wanted to do a correction on last episode.
Yes.
You said about the, it wasn't miso soup.
It's ochazuke, which is like miso soup.
So but we were talking about before that if like Japanese people want people to leave.
In Kyoto.
Oh, in Kyoto. So not, sorry, not Japanese, but in Kyoto, it's assumed that if you are at someone's place and they want you to leave, they will offer you
ochazuke
instead of miso soup. We said miso soup. That was wrong.
Yes.
So,
there's that. いたしました。すみません。
So, next, we want to talk about some of the comments. So, Aisha Thomas said, good video talk as always. I'm from England and I would say the English are seen as very overly polite, but maybe not as polite as the Japanese are portrayed. And most of the time, like to avoid confrontation or trouble. Similarly, when English insult or confront, we do it in a sarcastic or subtle way that isn't so obvious. I know this so much. Like, we have a few British friends, so.
I like watching British TV shows, too.
Yeah, me too. And then, as one Victorian Indian prince described, the British are knives coated in sugar. That being said, not everyone here is like that. There are people who confront BS or are most honest, like myself. There's rude as hell people here, too. I mean, we're all human, and I know there are rude as hell Japanese, and there's overly polite people Japanese, so that's that.
Just remember that it's a spectrum, and not everybody is going to be the same.
It is, and I thought Shay Meese Green, it was funny, the miso soup-filled water concept, but now it's ochazuke, is so weird. Offering food and water in America, as y'all know, is just normalized things to keep company. I'm not gonna leave if you're feeding and hydrating me.
It's so true. It's like, oh, you want me to stay? Okay. I feel like a lot of Americans probably do that kanji guy.
Yeah.
Mistake.
Like, oh... More water? Okay, I'm just going to chill and talk some more. You're hydrating me.
Exactly.
Thanks. That was so sweet.
We think they're doing it out of the kindness of their hearts.
But they're, again, we're like, nah. They want us to leave. Get out. So I'm glad y'all enjoyed that episode. My cousin even said that he wanted a toilet episode. Talk about Japanese toilets.
I mean, there's been TV shows about it in Japan. They talk about the history of the Japanese toilet, why they have the sound effect. When they pee, like, where that came from.
Is it in men, male, is it in the bathrooms for men, too?
The sound thing? I don't think so. But it came from, like, a princess who didn't want people to hear her peeing. So she had, like, one of her ladies-in-waiting pour water behind her while she was peeing. So, yeah.
That's why? My goodness. Yeah, in Japanese toilet rooms or bathrooms... Like, when you sit down, it's automatic. Like, you have to turn that off if you don't want it. It just automatically comes on, like...
The sound of water.
Water and sometimes birds chirping. I can't stand it.
I mean, it's relaxing. You're like, oh, okay, now I can release.
I can't stand it, but it's just, like, whatever to me now.
Yeah.
Before, I was just like, why? This is making it worse. Like, now y'all know that I'm peeing. I feel like it's worse.
Yeah, it's supposed to cover up the sound of peeing, but then it's really like, it's a telegram to like, hey, I'm peeing in here.
I don't know. I think it's the opposite of what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm not like, embarrassed.
So how do you feel when you go back to the States? You're like, oh, it's easy to go to the bathroom in public?
No, I mean, it doesn't bother me. Like, I can't stand it, like, in retrospect. But, like, if I go home back to the States, it doesn't bother me. And if I pee here, I'm just like, whatever.
Okay. I mean, I don't go to public bathrooms back home, really, so.
Yeah, they're nasty. They're like, but you know what? It's like, Japanese toilets are seen to be clean, especially in a touristy area. But if you go off that path.
If you go to a park toilet.
Oh, my God. They are disgusting.
Some like,
beach toilets?
The beach toilets are bad. They're bad.
It is terrible.
Maybe, like, no tissue neither, so you just be seeing stuff that people used. Oh, isn't tissue?
Okay. I'm just saying, like, you know, the heated seats and all that stuff, they're nice and they're mostly in, you know, touristy areas, but the squat toilets still exist and they exist more outside of the touristy areas.
You know, there's squat toilets in the JR station in Umeda. I was like, are you serious? Are you serious? It's realized. The middle of Umeda. Half the toilets are washiki. I was like, what? And nobody's using them, of course, because nobody wants to anymore.
I mean, Hankyu still has to. Anyway, we're now talking about toilets. We didn't need to. It's too long. We'll probably mention it again in another episode.
Yeah, maybe we'll do like a short history of the Japanese
toilet. We can do that for y'all if you are interested. Just let us know. All right, so this episode, we are going to talk about sex education in Japan.
Yes, which has been a hot topic as of late.
I can never think right when I do this.
It's okay.
But in Japan Times, the news site, they had an article about, what is it? You tell me.
It was about a school in Adachi Ward in Tokyo, and they had a sex education course where they were teaching about reproduction, they were teaching about also contraception, and about abortions, and about STDs.
Yeah.
But the Board of Education, I can't remember right now if it was the Board of Education, I think it was the Board of Education that saw the curriculum for this and was like, this is too explicit, you can't be teaching children like this, it promotes abortions and it promotes sexual activity, so don't teach this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it became a real intense conversation of like, what is the appropriate age for teaching things like abortion and STDs? In America, I feel like it starts probably in middle school. I don't remember.
But
I think we learned about STDs in high school, maybe.
Yeah, but some states teach abstinence for this.
Right, but that's like a whole...
So I feel like, for me, I feel like Japan sex ed and U.S. sex ed are kind of close together.
Yeah.
U.S. would be a little bit better.
Yeah, depending on your state.
From what I read about Japan's sex ed is that they can't even say certain words.
Yes.
Like, in America, we can say words that are mean.
You can say it if you want. The penis and the
vagina. I was getting there. I was getting there.
I didn't know why we were dancing around
the
world.
I was getting there because I'm trying to, like, Emily? Oh, fucking, I should just give up.
Don't give up.
I was trying to, like, show how it is for Japan. Like, they cannot say the words. And it's just, like, this... was it a variety show? They had a doctor on. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't say penis. He was just like, oh, chin-chin. He couldn't
say... Yeah, they used a children's word
He could not say... He was like, pee-pee. Like, it would be like that in English. It's the wee-wee, the wiener. Like, he couldn't say penis. Like, in Japanese. So I'm like... Wow, you're a doctor and you can't even say penis.
Yeah. And I just I think when I was researching this article, I finally saw like the actual kanji for the word for vagina. And I don't remember what it is now. But it was my first time seeing it like ever. And I was just like, wow. It's usually vagina, which is weird. Why would you use the English word?
They were using penisu or penisu or penisu. Penisu. Penisu.
Sono mama.
So they use the English or the katakana version of penis. They don't say the Japanese word for penis. Or they say wee wee or oteen teen.
The child's ridiculous version. And it's so weird because in Japanese culture there's no real ashamedness. They're not ashamed about being naked, right? Because they have public baths, being naked. You're in public baths from when you're a baby. That's when they start bringing kids to the public bath. So being naked is not the problem. But for some reason when it gets to like explaining how sex works to children, all of a sudden it's like, oh my god, we can't talk about body parts and we can't go into it because it's just they're too young. And but there's a TV Crown Shin-chan, he walks around without his pants on sometimes, he talks about having his dick out in a children's show. So some parents don't let their kids watch Crown Shin-chan, but that's been animated, they've drawn his little wee wee in the children's cartoon.
They can show guys' dicks, but anything about vaginas is a no.
Oh, yeah.
You saw the artist, right?
The vagina kayak.
The vagina kayak, or she does molds of her vagina. Like, she would take, I don't know what that is. which you would use.
Yeah, you make like a, I think you have to make a wax mold first and then a silicone.
So I saw this special on TV. So she would take this mold or whatever and then she'd go like, press it up against her vagina and then that was her model. And then she used that to make the kayaks or other pieces of art. So like Japan was like, no.
It was seen as obscene.
Arrested her. I don't know what the update is now.
Even though they have a penis festival, mind you.
Oh my God. And so many, like they have penis lollipops and candies and a big old massive wooden structure of penis
that you can like ride and it helps fertility. But having the vagina, which actually bears the child, is obscene.
That doesn't help that's a fertility, whole I guess.
Yeah, you don't need the vagina.
All I know is like when I think fertility, I think
vajayjay
and your uterus. That's what I think.
The womb.
I don't think penis. I think you're a good helper. Thanks. You know,
don't even need the
but
penis,
we do
really.
Most of the work. All that is in here.
So yeah, Japan has a few. They're weird about. They're free in some ways, and then other ways they're very, very restricted.
I mean, I would say America is similar in that sense as well. It's just a little different, no? Because it's like...
I don't think we have that freedom.
What freedom?
Of, like... But I think, like, being naked in America, in some places, not a lot of places. Like, going to the public bath, a lot of my American friends are like, oh my God, I could never be naked in front of other
people. Okay, so I see what you mean about the freedom, but I'm thinking the contradiction is the same.
Same
as in, like... Oh, America's very sexualized, and we do so much sex, and everything in the commercials and TV, and people have sex early, and we do have places where we have, like, schools talk about sex ed, but then it's just shame. Oh, you're a slut, you're a hoe. You know?
That's
In Japan, it's like, we're naked and free, and then, like, oh, you can't talk about sex. Oh, no.
Right.
You can't have sex. No, no. Like, what?
A little bit
some of the things I read though was it was hilarious, like men saying like, "Oh, you can't get pregnant the first time you do it."
Yes,
so
yes.
I can just ejaculate in you.
You wanted to go over the thing though, right?
What
the 13-year-old?
Okay, so yeah, so
the age of actual legal sex, I guess.
So last episode we talked about as a misconception about the consent of
age of consent.
Yeah, and like I did the Google Translate of that article I had, and it was just so garbled in my mind. So if y'all didn't understand that, I found a better version on Wikipedia. So in Japan, the Japanese Penal Code. The Keiho was passed in 1907, sets a minimal age of consent of 13, regardless of gender or sexual orientation. However, the Children Welfare Act, Chapter 34, forbids any act of fornication with children that defines as anyone under 18. So with prefectures and districts specifying further details, the obesity ordinance, like...
Obscenity.
Why did I say obesity?
I was like, obesity has
That's
nothing to do with...
That's not what I meant. I'm so sorry. My phone is so cracked right now. Like, I can't... Anyway, I'm sorry. The obscenity ordinance, like, I have a lot of snot in my nose. I can't speak.
It's hard. I'm only breathing through one nostril right now.
I'm sorry, y'all. Adding exemptions. Oh my God, I should just give up. Don't give up. Exemptions for sex in the context of a sincere romantic relationship, and that's usually determined by a parental approval.
Yeah, because some people have gotten married at like 16, 17.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
But so, they are both like 16, 17.
Right, it's not like 16 and 25 or something
that
like that.
That might be a little
nastiness. Like, big age gaps like that is only acceptable above, like, 30 to me.
No, I would say over 20 is fine.
If you're 21 and you're, like, 50, I don't like that. It's just personal for me. So if I had a daughter who was 21 dating someone that was in their 50s, I would still say no. So I think think over 25 and... still, like, if you're in 50s, 60s, no. Because I think a lot of men like that take advantage of the innocence. Because like, they're still, like, people who are in their mid-20s or younger 20s still have a lot to learn about life. So it's That's like, true. People can take advantage of that. So to me, I say over 30 in that age gap is fine. But 20s to me still is like a second teenage. Yeah, that's what it is. Like, after I passed my 20s, now I'm in my 30s, I'm like, yo, 20s is still another age for it's teenagers. It's just another decade for being a teenager.
So, okay, here's what the actual problem was, though. This is what I wanted to read. So, in the Adachi Ward school board versus the school that actually, this is a quote from the article about what the problem was with the class. It says, the Tokyo Metropolitan Board of Education said that junior high school was too early to expose children to these matters and condemned the use of terms like seiko, which is sexual intercourse, hinin, which is contraception, and jinko ninshin chuzetsu, which is artificially induced pregnancy interruption, which sounds like abortion. I copied and pasted this from the Japan Times article.
Yeah.
In the class.
Yeah, no, it sounds like an abortion.
But according to a professor at Kagawa Junior College of Nutrition, the international standard for teaching sex education is middle school during the child's developmental stage. So internationally speaking, middle school is about the international level for teaching sex ed. But this Tokyo Metropolitan School Board is saying that's still too early.
It's not early at all. That's late because, I mean, nowadays, right, especially in the States, I don't know so much about Japan. I know when I was in middle school, people were having sex or doing sexual activities like oral in middle school. And it was like funny to us. Like, oh, that girl, she does that.
Yeah.
Like, anybody see Degrassi? They were doing some sexual shit in middle school. Like, come on now.
Was that middle school? Wasn't like a weird community school type thing?
It was the Degrassi that I grew up with before the old ones, the originals, was middle school to high school.
Okay.
So the first season of the next generation was middle school. And they were doing some freaky shit.
Yeah, the Degrassi was wild.
Wild. And I was like, oh, I want to go to that school. Not really. But, like, still, like,
but according, and this is just according to the school board, it's not like there's a national law about when to teach sex education in Japan. Just this school board thought that it was too early and it was too explicit for middle school.
So what is your opinion then? What age do you think people should
learn? I think around the age when children start hitting puberty. So actually, I remember our first, I don't want to say it's sex education, because it was more like, this is how girls and boys' bodies work. So it wasn't about sex per se, but it's like, this is a boy, this is a girl, they have sex, and this is how a baby happens. Mm-hmm. And that started, I want to say, in fifth grade.
Okay.
And it was like, this is how children are born, through sex. And of course, we don't understand what sex is at that age, but we know, okay, it's not a magic trick, it's not the stork, it's two humans coming together in some way and making a baby. And I think that's a good age to, like, really start promoting thinking about the human body as an organism that reproduces, because you can't keep trying to keep children, because when they hit that puberty moment and it's just like, broop, and they got, you know, if you've seen Big Mouth,
they go crazy, right? Watch that show, Big Mouth, the animated show.
Children go crazy at that age, and it's just what happens. It's part of the natural process.
Well, yeah, I would agree with you. It's good to start
informing.
I would agree with you, because some girls get their periods even at
elementary school.
I think that happened. My mom got it that early. I got mine in middle school. Middle school is usually like the more common time to get it, but like you can get it a year early or two years earlier than when you go to middle school. So I think it's best to teach. I think third grade is even better, but it doesn't have to be like the first half of the year.
Right.
I would think like the second half, because like when you're going from elementary to, was that elementary? That's still elementary.
Third grade
is still elementary. Yes. Right. So I'm sorry, my school went from like kindergarten, first, second, and then third, fourth, fifth, and then middle school. So that's just how my system was. So okay. I'm thinking like after you leave like kindergarten type age, and then you go into like third grade, second half of the year you should teach, because you're still very, very like childish. And you're still going to be childish, but like I was in a school that was with kindergarten. So if I'm going to another school that has third, fourth, fifth, and I'm thinking 10-year-olds are hot shit. They're cool. Because they're about to go to middle school.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, we're still very childish, but we kind of want to act cooler like for the fifth graders.
Yeah.
So after the first half of the year, then it's like, okay, I might be a little bit more interested in, like, what my body is. We're not really thinking, but
It's not teaching sex, per se, but it's teaching about the human body and how that works.
Yeah.
And I think that is okay, according to what the school board is saying, that was okay. It seemed they had a problem about, the problem really was with the third year course. So
So first year students is how old?
For first year is 7th grade, so that's 12.
Right.
And they're learning about the origin of life. I translated this from the Japanese article. So mm-hmm. if my translation is a little bit direct, sorry about it. So they learn about the origin of life and then femininity versus masculinity. And then the second year students, which is 8th grade, so that's 13 years old, they focus on homosexuality and diverse sexualities is the theme for that sex education course. But the subject that was viewed as problematic was the third year course, which was thinking about one's own sexuality, which in Japanese was jibun no seikodo o kangaeru, thinking about how, I don't, like, your, the way your sex works. I don't know, like,
That's the literal translation. Okay.
But I wrote it as thinking about one's own sexuality.
Which sounds better.
Thank you. So in this course, they discussed with the students whether they thought it was okay to have sex as a high school student. Then brought up topics like teen pregnancy, abortion, infant abandonment. They also discussed contraception and told the students that the best contraception was abstinence. Of course. In the end, it's not like they're even saying, like, yeah, you can go have sex. They're saying, no. Sex does happen. When do you think it should happen? A lot of kids think high school is when it happens.
Hmm.
And if they're in middle school thinking that high school is when they're going to start having sex, and yet they have no idea how to protect themselves from pregnancy and these kinds of things, which seems to be the case.
Right.
Then they should definitely be teaching about contraception in middle school.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Like, teaching about the safety practices in middle school, I think, is best. Mm-hmm. But I think the sexuality and sex in general should be a prerequisite in elementary.
Oh, yeah?
I think.
Mm-hmm. I think talking about, one's own identity.
Yeah.
Especially because some smaller kids, maybe they don't identify as their gender.
Right.
And it's good to know that, like, hey.
But you know, Japan is way behind for any gender relations
identity,
now. They're so behind. And there are kids that are not identifying with their gender, but there's no real conversation about that going on. You know, some teachers that I know that are in JET, they have had experiences with kids that are trans, but it's like, it's still not known. A lot of people don't know about it. So, yeah, there's that.
So that was the problem they had. And the opponents to the lesson plan believe that the lesson was encouraging students to have sex.
No.
And that when needed, individual lessons should be provided.
So it's not in a group. It's one.
Yeah, they
by
want
one.
You, which is even weirder.
That
Who
is
wants
weird.
To sit with their teacher alone and talk about sex? Like,
and didn't it say something like if somebody gets pregnant, they would rather just talk to them individually about it? Right? Was this something like that?
Maybe.
It's like they would rather say individual, and if some case happens where someone gets sick or like get pregnant, then they would again talk individually. They won't make it like a whole thing. They don't do anything to prevent.
Yeah, there's no prevention, and like even their aftercare, because a lot of people are like, yeah, you should encourage girls that get pregnant in high school to finish school, because a lot of them don't.
Yeah,
and they were like, oh well, yeah, that's a conversation that should be had privately.
Yeah,
but when you do it in private, it's making it more taboo. It's like, this is something you can't talk about,
and
in the open.
Also makes them feel shamed. And they said that the poverty continues from like getting pregnant early and not finishing school.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Their advice usually is for kids to, like, leave.
Yes. Which is terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible advice.
Advice. No. Don't do that.
Yes. So, do you want to hear about what some people interviewed in the Japanese article? This wasn't in the English article.
Okay.
But they interviewed teachers that work with children to see, like, you know, what do you think is the appropriate lesson plan in your opinion? They had an interview with a midwife that teaches at a middle school and a high school. She teaches sex education. And she said a lot of young people are getting impressions of sex from pornography, causing young boys to think that even when girls fight back, in the end, they enjoy it. She says that pornography is making things difficult. She also said that students don't know that menstruation is interrupted during pregnancy, or they assumed that pregnancy was some kind of miracle. And this is what she's saying after working, teaching middle and high school students.
Right. That's ridiculous.
No child in middle or high school should be thinking pregnancy is a miracle. That's too late to be thinking that kind of stuff.
No. Like, I don't even think you should ever teach kids that. That's why I don't believe in no Santa Claus. No storks. None of that stuff. You stop teaching your kids that, because then they grow up.
I'm gonna teach my kids about Santa Claus. You can't stop me.
Fine. It's not like I'm having kids anyway. So I'm just saying, like, it's just ridiculous. Some things mm-hmm. should not be taught, like, as mythical or magical.
Right.
I think if I had a child and they asked about where babies come from, I would make it the best kid-friendly conversation about sex ever.
We had a book about it in my house. Okay. We had a whole book. It has been, I remember finding it when I was, like, in elementary school, and I was like, the fuck is this? I mean, I wasn't cursing in, like, elementary school, but I was just like, huh, it's a book about, like, boys and girls and, like, their bodies. Oh, okay, that's a thing. I didn't know that. And I kind of just learned by myself. And my mom was like, yeah, I put that there on purpose.
Because she probably didn't want to bring it up.
Exactly.
She wanted you to be curious first. Exactly. Which I think is a good tactic.
Yeah,
my mom. Good on your mom. Good on your mom. My mom was an OBGYN.
Oh, Jesus.
And she had lots of books of diseases.
Oh, Jesus.
So my introduction on sex was disgusting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just like, this is what certain, like, sexual diseases look like under a microscope and, like, close up. Like,
ooh, that's intense.
She didn't, like, give me the book.
Right,
it was just in the library, and I looked at it, and I opened it, and I was like, bleh.
You were like, oh, God, never.
But that didn't stop me from having sex early. I don't know what's early. High school is average.
I feel like high school is average.
Okay, so average.
I was like high school.
Yeah, but yeah, in middle school I was not interested, so.
Neither was I. I was very much still a child, but I was an informed child. And I was like, yeah, I do know that you can get pregnant,
yeah.
So I'm not doing that.
You can get
not
sick.
Not that I want to.
You nasty.
Right. Like, I wasn't there all the way, but I knew, look, I don't want to be pregnant in high school, so I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know? Like, I was aware, but I wasn't that interested, which is good.
So, what do you think about certain countries teaching early? There are some countries, like, okay, I put mm-hmm. an article in our notes that the lowest rate of teen pregnancies are Italy, Germany, and Switzerland.
Mm. Okay.
And Sweden, France, Netherlands, Denmark, Belgium also have very low compared to the other countries in the world because they teach the kids earlier than the U.S.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it also helps that these countries don't have a strong, some of them have a really strong religious Christian background,
yeah.
But not quite like the fundamentalism type, fundamentalist Christian mm-hmm. ideology that we have in the States that's right. very much like, you can't have sex before you get married, and you can't never, ever, ever have abortion because you can never do, you know.
Yeah, have that. There's a lot of abstinent-only curriculum in certain states, like
yeah.
around the Bible Belt, especially.
Yeah, so they don't. Luckily, they don't have to work through that because their government and their religious life are very separated.
Mm-mm.
It's very secular. The government's like, this is what you got to do for the human body. Don't care what your religious preference is. As a human being, these things must be done.
I think the most important thing also to learn is consent. And they should learn that
mm-hmm.
early, like
definitely.
First grade.
Especially if they're first looking at porn.
Early. Yes, exactly.
You know, porn is harder to get in our age group.
But I honestly think like consent can be taught in stages. So mm-hmm. first grade can learn about consent in general of like being a human.
Yeah, like I mean if someone says no, they mean like no.
Right. But then as the years go by, then you can tie it in with
sexual consent.
Exactly.
And all that. That's, yeah. Definitely.
That would be best.
I mean, people should be teaching that, right? Like, hey, that kid said leave them alone, so you should leave them alone.
Right.
They don't want to play with you, or they don't want to...
Yeah, because I hate that thing where it's like a boy would tease a girl, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, even though it's like
you.
Kind of like, yeah, bullying, it's like, he likes you.
Yeah.
So him hitting the girl means he likes me? So
yeah.
we're going to teach violence as meaning...
He's
love?
Into you, yeah.
No, that's not what we should do.
That's dangerous.
No.
And I think that happened, especially with Japan, where they separate the sexes a lot. And I don't mean, like, they tell people they have to be separate, but just culturally it happens. Girls usually hang out with only girls. If they're going, like, out drinking or they're going out partying, it's girls with girls. It's very, very rarely that you see girls and boys that are hanging
right.
out, unless it's, like, a gokon. Or some
or just they were in like a club beforehand. Like
right.
if they're not necessarily forced, but if it's not an organized thing, then they're not gonna really do it themselves in school.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're in band class or we're in this and it's boys and girls.
Right.
It makes it co-ed. But outside of that, it's mainly separation of sexes.
And so that leads to a lot of things. Like, they don't communicate the same way with guys that they do with their female friends. So maybe when they talk to their girls, when they're talking to their friends, their girlfriends, they can be open, they can be really free. But when it comes to a guy, they'd have such limited interactions with guys in general. It's like, oh, I guess this means this, or I don't know what this means, or I don't know how to tell him how I feel about this. But right. In America, because we're always together pretty much,
I think in America it's better, but it's still not the best.
Yeah, it's not a perfect system, but it's more open, communication wise.
It's easier to make friends with the opposite sex in the States than it is compared in Japan. Mm-hmm. I just feel like in America, men and women, some of course, just I'm not gonna isolate one. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I don't understand that sex. I don't understand females. I don't understand males. Like, what? Like, you don't have a friend that's the opposite sex of you? Right. Like, for you to understand someone that's different from you, you should be friends with them and you can, like, get insight. Mm-hmm. And that's what Japan lacks a lot with friendships. Yeah. And, you know, for people who are married, like, I have some friends that are married with Japanese and I never see their husband. Mm-hmm. I see your husband all the time. Like, whatever, like, y'all are together or not, but, like,
right.
It's, like, a lot of times they are separated. Like, I think they think, like, if it was married to Japanese, they separate. Like, you have your friends, we don't hang out. And I have my friends, we don't hang out.
It's so sad.
While in America, it's, like, you're married, but we're all friends here. We can hang out.
Exactly.
You know, there's no problem with that. So, yeah, let's not talk about, like, how Japanese people view STDs. What did you hear?
So in the same article, we'll have the link below, according to a member of the House of Councilors, I don't know how this word is said. We don't have this branch of government in the U.S. House of Councilors. Maybe it's counselors. Sorry.
I think it's counselors.
Even though AIDS transmission through blood and breast milk is taught in middle school health classes, it is never mentioned that AIDS can be transmitted through sexual intercourse, which is odd. I feel like it should be mentioned.
Oh my God. And just the fact that Japanese people think it's a foreign disease, as in only foreigners get this disease, is very problematic.
I have never really heard Japanese people talk about STDs. They kind of put it away from themselves, like, oh, that's just a thing that...
And then that's why they have epidemics of syphilis, an outbreak.
Yeah.
Recently, or in the past couple of years, there's been an outbreak.
Yes.
And also, they don't use condoms. Like, a lot of guys, this is stuff that I've heard from women in our group, who say, like, yeah, guys don't try to get condoms here at all.
I've heard stories like that, too. Like, they're like, oh, no, it's fine. You don't have to. Or I don't want, or it feels weird, or whatever excuse they think they can use to get by on that. And I'm like,
it's like, bruh. No, is that what we do?
You're not
here?
The only one affected in this. This is a two-way street, my friend.
What we do here. It's not like I get it and you don't.
Right. Come on,
How does that work?
We both got to be safe.
Please tell me. How does that work?
So, it's kind of ridiculous.
It's very... The fact that they think it's only a foreigner problem is wild.
Yeah. And I don't even know where you would go to get tested for STDs. Like, I've never...
You can go, like, for us, we can go to the ladies' clinic, they do tests.
But that's a ladies' clinic. It's not
for
like
men,
a...
For men,
like, in America, you go to Planned Parenthood, and you can get all of that for men and women. Like, it's a one-stop shop.
You're right. I don't know one-stop areas, but you can get tested. I just have to look it up.
You and probably then, have to go to
the Then also, clinic. There is this one person, I went to the, I guess you would say the gay area in Umeda. Mm-hmm. They have centers... And it's like anybody can go. I actually got my blood taken for testing of HIV a year and a half ago there. And they do blood tests often. I forgot the center, but I'll try to look it up and I'll put the link there too. But this will only be for Osaka. I don't know anywhere else.
Yeah. But I feel like that information is not readily available. Mm-hmm. And that's also probably contributing to things like the shrinking population, the uninterestedness in sex. Like, when you don't know about sex and they already don't know how to communicate between the sexes, it all becomes just, like, too much work.
Yeah, that's why...
That's what I hear a lot. Everyone's like, oh, it's just too much
work. Yeah, that's why a lot of younger kids are like, oh, I just don't want to have sex because you said it's too much work. Mm-hmm. And they're not taught this. That's why.
Yeah, it's like, it's not difficult. You don't need a certificate to do this. You just gotta A little research.
Just do it. No, but carefully and safely.
So it's got a lot of this whole sex education thing. I believe it's connected to a lot of other social issues in Japan, and I hope they take it seriously. I don't know if they will.
I don't even know if they know how to go about it. That's my feeling about it.
I mean, lawmakers in Japan are very old, which means they're very traditional.
It was the same thing as the States. That's why they're like, oh, what's something that you just passed? I forget, but they do a lot of garbage.
In the States?
In the States that prevent women from being healthy and all that stuff.
I know, them states laws are ridiculous in America. I'm just like, do we need state laws? Because some of these state laws are just
ridiculous,
racist, where it's like, ass, sexist ass bullshit.
That, and also crazy, like, it's legal to marry a goat in some places. I think I read that, or we said that before, didn't we? No? Like, no, we didn't say that.
What are you doing on your weekends?
I just remember hearing about, like, some strange laws, and one of them was, like, you can marry certain animals in certain states.
Oh, that's gross.
And still, I think, like, you can marry kids in certain states, I feel. Still. I think. Still. If anybody knows this, like, let us know in the comment. I don't feel like searching that.
I really hope not. Yeah, you don't want that to come up on your Instagram.
Don't want that in my algorithm at all.
Young girls. You looking for young girls?
I have to look
You looking
through.
For goats?
No. I would have to look that through the incognito window on Chrome.
Yes. Don't forget your incognito window.
And delete all my cookies. Yes. I don't want that shit. It's ridiculous. So I just hope that in general, it improves, like, quicker, not take 2 decades.
I would like to get a Japanese person on the show and ask them what they know about sex. And be like, what do you think? Yeah. How do you think this happens?
It would be best. Maybe we can get our friend Mai to come, so I'll ask her. And she can also talk about the LGBT issues in Japan. We would like to talk about that, too, but we are not well-versed at all. So we're going to wait until we get someone on here that knows more. And then we'll let you know.
I think it's a conversation we should keep having.
Especially if you're a foreigner here and you want to stay here for a while, maybe you may have a family here. And then if you have kids and they're going through the school system, it's just like...
Trash-ass school
system. It is trash. You would need to teach your child outside of school, all that stuff. And that was another thing I didn't even pick up.
What?
Parents don't talk to their kids.
That was in the article. They were like, the Tokyo Board of Education was like, oh, this is really a conversation that should be had at home. And the parents were like, no, this is a conversation you should be having. And I'm like, y'all need to work out who's supposed to have this conversation.
And, like, very early on, because I did kindergarten, I taught kindergarten, and the parents don't teach their kids, like, basic shit, too. So, like, we're doing potty training, and we're trying to keep them on this routine. So we're telling parents that they need to contribute in this routine.
Right.
But on the weekends when they go home, the kids go and pee everywhere in their diapers and stuff like that, instead of putting them in the toilet to try to pee.
Right.
And practice. Dang. So when they come to school, they're all fucked up again.
That's messed up. That's so lazy. That's mad.
It's lazy
because
I think what parents do is, like, they want their kids to be kids and not do anything. Right. Everything is to be taught at school, all the basic stuff.
Okay.
So early on, they have this idea. So you would think that they would do it, but because they don't is why you have issues like this with sexual education.
Yeah.
Because parents are not teaching at all. And
that's unfortunate.
It's continuing. It's perpetuating this vicious cycle.
I feel like there's a lot of parts of the education system that need to be overhauled. But this is probably the first, one of the ones they should focus on first. Like, when you have population problems that are going to severely affect, like, the national debt and the tax system and the pension system, you should be telling people how this works so that they're not caught off guard with a child they didn't want and now it becomes a burden on the system that's already being burdened by the elderly and, you know, all these other
Especially if, like, you have Japanese who don't like the mixing of races. They should also think about, you know, this if y'all really want to keep it Japanese.
No, they can disappear. We don't need them. They don't need
We don't need y'all. I'm joking.
We can have all the half babies will repopulate Japan.
But it's funny because, like, I think they don't think of this type of stuff. So they're like, oh, we'll just gather more foreigners to come and help, is what I think some are considering. But they still don't want just anybody. So, of course, they have all these guidelines or regulation. That's not the word I want to say. But, yeah, they make it strict for us to stay. Yeah, I don't know. Just do better.
Yeah, I mean, just ask questions if you can. If you're afraid of the language barrier, man, Google Translate is doing better these days.
They're doing better.
They could probably get your point across. And always ask. Like, don't feel like because there's a language barrier, you shouldn't ask or you don't have the right to ask. Ask, you know, have you been tested? Are you carrying something? Do you use condoms? Do you have a condom?
Carry your own. Be like, let's right. use this. Right. Don't be. And don't if they say like, no, then just be like, no.
Don't feel like you have to fall into the cultural norm of whatever their weird
sexual. Yeah, I mean, it's hard already for some people in their own culture and society. But like, if you're coming here, just hold, like, put your foot down.
Yeah.
Just put your foot down. You don't have to follow them.
Sex education.
And it's just, it's... I feel like it's strange, like two different cultures, two different education, sex educations just coming together. It can get really confusing.
Yeah.
Really confusing.
Yeah.
And it's just also that reminds me of, I guess it's sort of a rant, like how Japanese men view foreign women as like overly sexual. Mm-hmm. So they think we do all the things without the condom and everything. Yeah. I mean, this is just... Some things that I've heard, of course. Wow. Not everyone.
Wow.
But it just is annoying, so.
Yeah, they do. They think, I hear a lot of black women get, how do you say, they get asked how much?
Propositioned.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
But I notice a lot of heavier set women mm-hmm. get propositioned. Like, I mean, I have a nice set, but I'm not that heavy set. And I'm not, like, I'm very slim, so I think... Women, the ones that I've noticed who are thicker and have more of a chest, get propositioned more. Or if you're very glamorous looking, like I know my friend in Tokyo, she's a singer. She has gotten propositioned or just like looked at or they try to talk to her more like sexually like, hey. Because she puts on a lot of makeup and has nice hair and nice outfit, but she's a singer. So a lot of times she's either going to work or that's just her fashion. They would think like, oh,
you
she
must be one of those ladies.
Yeah.
It's like,
no, bitch.
Get your ass away from me.
Can I just live?
Dusty ass.
Look, I'm in a regular like area waiting for the train. Why would I be selling myself waiting for the train on the platform?
It'll be like midday and they'll still be acting a fool.
I'm not even in the soap plans. Get out of here. Get out.
It's a hot mess.
It is a hot mess.
But, you know, you got to work with what you're given. Just be safe.
Be safe.
And know that the education system out here is a little bit lax, so you might have to make up for that.
So if you're a guy... coming to Japan, please bring all the condoms because they also don't have your size. And I will say this, for me, I'm sensitive and I don't like Japanese condoms. They do not feel good at all. So
that might be the main problem with sex in Japan. Their condoms are trash.
And yeah, if they're
trash. And you can't find Trojans. They don't sell Trojans do they?
They don't. And the thing is, like, a lot of their condoms, they will be like, 0.01%
thickness.
So it's like, yeah, I know one person was raving. Japan has the thinnest condoms ever. It's like, but they don't feel good still. They still feel like rough plastic going in and out. That's not fun.
This is true. Now that I think about it, I don't know.
So.
I miss U.S.
Yeah, stuff. No, like, I had to ask my friend and my brother, like, thanks, brother, for...
bring it. Bring
actually,
your own.
He didn't give it to me. His girlfriend bought it. It's like, I'm not giving my sister. God, like, bro, you are over 30. Get over
it. Come on, guys. Safe sex is the most important part.
Doesn't stop being matter. Embarrassed. And I know he listens to my podcast, so I'm sorry, but not really.
She's being safe, man.
Yeah.
Being safe is
important. So, yeah, Japanese condoms are shit. So, that's one thing. I'm glad that I remembered to say that. Bring your condoms.
This is part of your rant.
That was my rant. Even though it wasn't, like, written down, but that was it. So, do you have anything else to add?
To the sex education conversation?
/ rant.
I would say just because we talked mostly about middle school and high school mm-hmm. as the age for our sex education. And I just don't want people to think that because, well, I'm having sex with grown-ups, so obviously they're grown up and they know better. That is not always the case. Mm. Just because they are of, you know, grown-up age and, you know, they've been to college or whatever, it does not mean that they have common sense. Because mm-hmm. I've met a lot of no common sense having people.
I mean, their common sense is not the same as our common sense anyway.
That's a whole nother video topic. So yeah, don't just leave the burden on your partner if they're a Japanese partner. You know, take initiative and be like, hey, have you ever had anything, or is there something I need to know before we get involved sexually? And if they don't want to talk about it, that might be a sign.
And also, if you're like using those dating apps like Tinder and like a few lines in, they're asking if you want to go to a hotel, sex hotel, or Labu Hotel, they say. Take that as a red flag. Unless you're into it, but if you're not, then...
If you're into it, just be safe, man.
Yeah, that same thing.
Because a lot of people will be like, I don't use condoms. You'd be like, well, I don't use you then. That's not... I don't know where your thing has been like that. I don't know you. Wrap it up.
So, yeah. I feel like
someone's auntie. Wrap it up.
I mean, you're about that age to be.
Shut up! Chris kept calling my music auntie music yesterday.
Because we're at the age now.
We are auntie age, aren't we?
I mean, I basically
we're going to be your Japanese, your aunties living in Japan.
We are your aunties. If you ever got a
problem, come to auntie.
And we've been here for a while, so we got the knowledge, we got the age, the wisdom.
We ain't going to be embarrassed. Whatever you want to talk about, baby.
We talking about it.
It's okay.
Only 31.
Japanese auntie. Everybody needs auntie somewhere.
This is true. And especially if you have mixed children and you need some black women in your life. I'm saying mixed as in black, mixed, and Japanese. We can be your aunties. So holla.
Put the number down below. 555-555-555-555.
Holla, 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 holla. Holla, 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 holla. All right, I guess we'll end it there.
Yes.
We are done talking about sex on a Sunday, on a hot day.
Yeah. That's why I'm all shoulders. It's all shoulders.
Also, she's ready to show out. So if you have any questions, let us know.
Yeah.
Remember to check us on curlyandconsite.com or, you know, other social media, Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm actually very into Instagram.
Mm-hmm. She had a Twitter. Revival. You had an Instagram, because for a while you were quiet.
I was hella quiet.
And then you like, bah, 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 bah.
And Twitter is another, I'm trying to do more on that. We have our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And also we just started a, like, is it crowdfunding site?
It's a tip jar.
It's a tip jar.
We have a tip jar.
It's a tip jar.
If you got some good information from us and you would like to give us a small monetary donation.
You can use our site on coffee.com. Basically, it's not real coffee, but it's kind of like...
Enough cash to get you a nice cup of coffee.
Yes. So I don't really drink coffee. I like tea. So just imagine if it's tea for me and coffee for her. She likes coffee.
I love coffee.
So if you want to donate, we have the site in the show notes, and we'll be grateful for that.
Yeah. I will go buy a cup of coffee with that money.
Okay, she'll do that. I will probably save. I'm going to save it. And also, if you're on or listening to us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please rate us, share. Even if you're on YouTube, wherever, share us. We want to make sure other people hear our wonderful conversations about living in Japan. The real conversations.
Yeah, the important conversations.
That's what I meant to say. The important ones. All right, y'all. We'll see you next time. Bye. Just a couple of queens who like to slay and have fun living in the land of rising. Gotta put some.